If you've met anybody who has had COVID, there's a good chance that that cough might be lingering. I want to find out why that would be the case. And today we're going to have a chat to Dr. Natasha Yates. She's the Deputy Lead of General Practice at Bond University on the Gold Coast. Tash, how are you doing today?
Yeah, a little bit cold, but yes, we're good.
Fair enough. Have you had the COVID? I have.
Yes, I have, and most of my family have. We tried really hard not to get it, but I think, you know, it's coming to get most of us, unfortunately, especially in this colder weather.
Indeed. And as I was saying a moment ago, so many people, that cough seems to be lingering on. What's behind that? Why is that the case?
Look, it's a good question. Coughing is actually usually a good thing. It's our body's way of making sure that anything that is trying to enter into our lungs that doesn't belong there, like cold air or dust or viruses, gets pushed out even before it gets down into our lungs. So usually coughing is a really helpful thing. But the problem seems to be with COVID is that the coughing tends to go on and on and on even after we've fought off the initial virus itself.
And is that just because of the nature of the COVID itself, or perhaps what its effect on our bodies on an individual basis?
It is a really important question, and I think we're still trying to find answers to that. One thing we do know about COVID is that it causes inflammation, and it seems that the reason that people are still coughing even after the actual virus is gone is because of the inflammation that it's stimulated. So it causes inflammation, obviously, in our lung tissue itself, but sometimes in our upper respiratory area or in our nasal passages, but possibly also inflammation in our nerves. So it may be that part of the reason why we continually cough, even if our lungs are okay, is because our nervous system is continually getting the message to keep on coughing.
Oh, okay. Is excessive coughing bad for us?
So, yes and no. Coughing by itself is more just an irritating symptom. As you know, it can be pretty socially awkward at the moment. And yeah, I have patients who've been coughing for weeks now and they find it hard to even leave the house because it's embarrassing. It's difficult to go anywhere. But the coughing can lead to longer-term problems. I actually saw a patient this morning who's cracked a rib from coughing so much.
Oh, no.
So painful, not serious, but certainly not pleasant at all. I know people who've ruptured blood vessels in their eyes from coughing so much. Again, not serious or dangerous, but just really not pleasant at all.
Is it worthwhile taking some kind of a cough suppressant so that maybe you can just get a bit of a break?
I definitely recommend trying to do something to get a break. I mean, if you're coughing, and particularly with the COVID coughing, people are finding they're coughing through the night, which means it's interfering with their sleep. So whatever you can do to try to suppress the cough is good. Unfortunately, the over-the-counter cough suppressants really don't seem to work very well. So there's a range of other things that I normally do suggest people try. But yes, of course, if you can, it's not going to cause you any harm, but if you can get rid of it, definitely go for it.
What about something like antibiotics? Would that make a difference?
No. So a really important question and definitely a misconception. I mean, in some countries, they even are recommending antibiotics in their guidelines, but antibiotics are antibacterial. They fight off bacteria. They really don't make a difference for viral illnesses, unfortunately. And in fact, I would highly recommend not taking antibiotics for a viral illness or a post-viral cough because all we'll be doing is contributing to the antibiotic resistance, which is a big problem. That said, if you have got any signs that you've got a secondary bacterial infection on top of your post-viral cough, absolutely see your GP and get antibiotics. That could help.
Tash, when I had COVID, I was using, I was suppressing it with ice cream and custard. It wasn't probably fixing anything, but it made me feel good.
That's awesome, but probably something with a little bit more evidence and just as yummy would be honey. There's definitely, good evidence for honey in suppressing a cough. If you just put a little bit into your mouth and let it just slowly go down the back of your throat, or the good old-fashioned, what my mum used to recommend is a hot toddy. I'm sure the honey helps, but so does the whiskey. I really shouldn't say that on radio, should I? So warmed honey and letting it just slowly slide down the back of your throat does seem to help suppress the coughing as well. It does depend on where that inflammation is lurking. Is it in your nose? If it's in your nose, then treating with things like nasal sprays and sleeping in an upright position can help. But if it is more the back of your throat, then honey can, as we said, can help. But also some things like controlled breathing exercises, breathing in steam can can also make a difference. So I do recommend experimenting with a range of different things until you find what's actually helping your cough.
A lot of excellent tips there. Dr. Natasha Yates, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.